1230 KHAS.
And we're back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Doan. The Broncos coming in, a mark of 6 wins, 10 losses on the season, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, like we said, 2-4 in the conference. This will be a busy month of January. It's time, I guess, to get going, or we're going to lose out here.
Well, it is. And I tried to explain to our guys that the good thing about playing in our conference and the national reputation that we have, there's a couple different opportunities to make sure you can get to a national tournament. That's to win the regular season, and which is not totally out of the question, but it's with every game that we let slip away, it could be in jeopardy. But you still have the conference tournament, and you still have an at-large. I would assume an at-large is out the window. So right now our focus is just concentrating and getting better each day, but we've got to be playing our best basketball towards the end of February. And I think as we've tried to explain to the listeners on the radio, we play really, really good for stretches of games, but we still have those kind of brain dead moments that are too where we just don't focus for long enough, and we're giving up massive runs to our opponent at crucial times. So when we're good, I think we're really good, but when we're bad, we're probably equally as bad right now.
So there's seven conference games in the month of January. This is really the do-or-die month, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, it really is, because you just have so many focal points and opportunities. And to me, it's my favorite time of this season, simply because the J term, all the kids are back from Christmas break, even students and things. You've got good crowds for your home games. You've got good crowds when you go on the road. But kids are focusing on one class for 3 weeks. It's a lot about basketball right now, not that, obviously the education is secondary, but, there's just more time to focus on basketball. There's time to rest kids. There's time to get more skill development. So, all in all, I really like the opportunities that you have in January. Now, whether you can capture those and take full advantage, remains to be seen.
Does the practice schedule change during the month of January?
Yeah, it really does, because all of our kids have a morning class. So what we do is 2 days a week, we'll get them up and get them in the gym at 7 a.m. and just shoot, just work on individual skills and position specific stuff and just shoot and for an hour, and then we come back at 1 o'clock after the kids get done with class at noon and get something to eat, come back at 1 o'clock, and then you do team stuff for an hour, maybe hour and 10 minutes at the most. So you give them two quick shots of basketball most of the days, and you have a little bit more time to recuperate throughout the course of the day, and it allows us to get on the road and scout and recruit too.
Hastings played a game on Sunday afternoon, beat Central Methodist, a team out of Missouri, 90-85. And this is one of those games that we did not play very consistent there for 40 minutes, up by 27, and we win by 5 points.
Yeah, and again, we were up 23 with 6 minutes to go and win by 5 points. And shot the ball really well. I thought the first half maybe was as good of a 20 minutes as we played all year, even going back to the Briarcliff game. But, I can't quite figure out what's not catching with us all the time. And I don't, want to hang that hat on being young and inexperienced at crucial times, because, the game was never really in question until there was about a minute left in the game, and I think it was 5 or 6 points at that time. And we had to burn some timeouts and make some tough free throws down the stretch to kind of capitalize on it. So there's just things that we've got to continue to do. And I thought we rebounded the ball very well in the first half. We were a +8 against Central Methodist in the first half and ended up getting beat by 4 or so. So they were a +12 in the second half. So, again, it's kind of the tale of two halves. And when we can put a collective 40 minutes together like we did against Briarcliff, I think we're as good as anybody in our conference, no question.
What happened in the second half? We had, 13 turnovers. And then in the second half, we get out-rebounded 24-12. Anything special happened there?
Well, probably a couple things, and you see it at all levels. So I tell you, sometimes ESPN's my best friend, because I can go home and I can see coaches lose big leads. You see the Giants lose to the Eagles a couple weeks ago, up 3 touchdowns or something with 8 or 9, 10 minutes to go. And when Tom Coughlin's losing games like that, it makes me feel a little bit better in the evenings. But, it's hard for people to concentrate with that kind of level of intensity. And when you try and get younger kids in the game to kind of give your bench some experience, sometimes nerves and slippage and mental focus kind of drains, and they're focusing so hard on trying to do the right thing that they're actually doing the wrong thing, and it's hard to get kids to play loose but still play aggressive, and when you're up 26, you think you're bulletproof, and when the ball's going in the hoop, you think you're bulletproof, and you know, you just let the details of things slide a little bit because you're shooting the ball so well and you're scoring it so easily. So I think our focus is still got to continue to develop defensively and on the rebounding edge.
That was during the holiday break there on Sunday afternoon playing a non-conference team. Now we jump back into the conference. You would think that the focus would be, solidified a little bit more when we head back into the conference now, like tonight's ball game.
Well, I think so. You know, and it's not only is it a conference game, but it's dull. You know, and it'll be, I would assume, a very good environment, and I think it's always a natural rivalry. Anytime you see Doan come into town or you go to Doan, you don't necessarily earmark it on your schedule, but I think the kids kind of know in the back of their minds. And so I would anticipate a very good environment here for us tonight, and hopefully our kids will be excited to play, and hopefully we can do something positive, because if we can get back in the race of this thing here and you know, get one tonight, and we get an opportunity to go back on the road to a relatively short road game at Mount Marty on Saturday, I think now you really got some things that are heading in your direction going into January.
Yeah, we're sitting at 2-4 in the conference, but you take a look at the top of the standings. We're just, three games behind the leaders here, so there's still plenty of time to make a run here.
Oh, no question, you know, and I think the good thing about it is, you know, Northwesterns and Sioux Falls and those folks are going to have to beat up on each other, you know. So if we can just take care of ourselves, and that's what we've tried to reiterate to our kids, is we've got to worry about us. We can't worry about Briarcliff or Northwestern or any of those folks right now. We've got to take care of Hastings College. And if we can just continue to grind out some games and learn and continue to grow and stay healthy and, you know, even get healthier and get stronger throughout the course of the month of January, February 1 is kind of when we've, you know, really – put on our counters when we need to be playing our best basketball and really be gelling at that point.
Knowing a team that is 9-5 on the season, they are 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Quick scouting report on these guys.
Well, Dolan's very similar to us right now. You know, I mean, I think we've got a little bit more size on the interior, but they've got really good guard play, and they can really spread you out, and they're shooting. I think they're in the top of the conference as far as three-pointers made per game. They've got some very good, quick little guards, They resemble maybe what we've tried to develop here in the last few years. They're going to spread you out and drive it and shoot it, and they're going to try and get up and down. I think Doan's pretty darn good defensively, in my opinion. I think they get on the ball, and they really attack the ball, and they really do some good things. So, you know, it's going to be one of those games where you kind of throw scouting reports out the window, and you don't really worry about X's and O's right now. You just worry about, you know, controlling the emotion of your game, making sure your kids never get too high or too low, and typically rivalry games seem to be that way.
For Doan, their leading scorer is a freshman kid, 6'4", Nick Reed, averaging about 13 points per ball game. Naturally, we haven't seen him yet. Maybe on film, what have you seen?
He's about as complete of a basketball player as we've seen in our conference for a freshman, anyway, for quite a long time. I'd say he can shoot it. The thing that I think he does best, he's just clever. He understands the game. He's very good with angles. He can post you up if you put a smaller guy on him. He rebounds the ball particularly well. He's averaging over 7 rebounds a game, you know, so he would be our leading rebounder. So he just does so many things well that he doesn't have one thing that you can try and take away, because, again, he's so smart and clever. If you take away his three-point shot, he can drive it. If you take away his drive, he can just go down a post. If you take that away, he'll step out again to the three-point line. He understands how to get fouled. He can make points from the foul line. And again, rebounding, if you're averaging 7 rebounds a game, you're going to have a couple, 2 to 3 of those offensive, and he can get put back. So he's a tough matchup for anybody. But I think hopefully we can utilize some of our length with our guards too, and just try and minimize touches and just make things tough for him. But he's a good player.
The other kid that's in double figures for Doan is the riser kid, averaging about 11 points per game.
And he's a totally different kid. He's a jet on the perimeter. He can really make things go and shoots it well enough from the three-point line that you have to guard him. But I think he's best when he's driving it and he's getting in the lane. Not only can he create for himself, but he's got a knack of passing and making things easy for the post players on the interior. So he's a good little player too. Tough. I think he defends it pretty well. So we're going to have our work cut out for us with those two.
Which was this game going to come down to tonight?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's very redundant. I know it sounds very cliche, but we've got to defend and rebound, and we've got to do it in longer stretches, you know, and it can't just be for 20 minutes in the first half and the first 10 minutes of the second half. And the thing that, you know, I keep going back with our team and, you know, and explaining is the reason we were good against Briarcliff is because when they made runs of 4, 6, 8 points. We answered with runs of our own of 6, 8, 10, 12 points in a row. So, you know, we've got to make sure and keep Doan's runs to a minimum. We've got to get more concentration. When we get a steal, kind of our MO of late has been get a steal and turn it over on the next possession. So we've got to stay away from those scenarios and not try and make a great play. We just need to make a series of good plays and keep our opponent on our heels all night long.
You know, you guys have been focusing on rebounding a little bit here in the middle part of the season. You improve at all there? Are you happy with that?
Well, we've improved again. You know, like I said, in the first half, we're up 8 against Central Methodist, but in the second half, we kind of go to pot. So, yeah, yes and no. I mean, if that makes any sense, and I know it's a very difficult question to answer because I think I've been as happy with this team and stretches as I've been with any team that I've coached, even going to last year's team, which was really good. So, you know, I still think that this team is so untapped with its potential. If we can find the right folks and get guys to gel at the same time, it doesn't do any good to sound and talk that you're one of the better teams in your league. But I don't think this team is even close to where we could be.
Which is there a glaring difference between this year's team and maybe last year's team?
I think more so it's just the toughness factor, you know, just a mental toughness and a physical toughness that we don't show for consecutive possessions. We'll show for 3 or 4 possessions, but not for 8 or 9 possessions. And we don't have the communication or the internal leadership that we had a year ago yet. You know, again, it's been there at times, but it's not been there at the most crucial times. And that's where for as much as you can coach and make adjustments at timeouts or at halftime, you still got to have that one guy that can rally the troops and get guys pointed in the right direction. And we just haven't had the luxury of finding that, you know, at this point and everybody being on the same page. But, you know, again, we've seen it in glimpses, so you know it's there. It's just trying to get it exposed for a full 40 minutes.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. It's Doan and Hastings tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings and Doan getting ready to go at it in men's college basketball action here tonight. Got some scores from the women's ball games earlier tonight. Midland has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in women's college basketball in a conference. Final of 71-64. It was Morningside picking up a win at Dort tonight, 71-50. Northwestern rolling past Dakota Wesleyan, 100-55. And tonight, Doan comes to Hastings and knocks off the Broncos by the score of 64-60. Still waiting on one other game tonight in women's college basketball. That one was Sioux Falls and Mount Marty. All those games are doubleheaders as well, so the men's games are getting ready to tip off at all those sites. Hastings College coming in, a record of 6 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's the last time
We played a conference game. Hastings played two non-conference games over the holidays. They went down to Oklahoma City and played Mid-America Christian, led that ball game throughout much of the contest and let it slip away at the end. The Broncos dropping that game by the score of 86-84. And Hastings playing on Sunday afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Got out to a 27-point lead over Central Methodist out of Missouri and then had to hang on down the stretch and beat the Eagles by the score of 90-85. So Hastings sitting at 6-10 on the season, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan coming in, a record of 9 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Tigers are sitting at 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan played in a tournament in Indianapolis over the holidays, and they split a couple of ball games there. So Hastings and Doan are getting ready to renew their basketball rivalry here tonight as the Tigers and the Broncos getting set to go at it here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Doan is coached by Ian Brown. Also on the coaching staff, we might add, is Jeremiah Slough, former Hastings College basketball player who played here for 4 years for Lance Creech. Now has moved on. He's an assistant coach at GA for the Doan College Tigers. So kind of odd to see Jeremiah Slough right now huddle up in the Doan College huddle down there. Give the starting lineups for the Tigers, first of all. They'll start with Nick Reed, a 6'4" freshman out of Syracuse, Nebraska. Reed is the 8th leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's averaging 13.7 points per ball game. He's also the 4th leading rebounder in the conference, averaging 7.1 rebounds per game. Trent Schlottman gets a start as well, a 5'10" and senior out of Omaha. Schlottman is averaging 8.9 points per ball game and 2.5 rebounds per game. Joshua Reiser is a 5'11" junior out of Lincoln. Reiser is averaging 11 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Jake Johnson is a 6'2" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Johnson is averaging 8.9 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. And the other starters for Doan will be Taylor Ulcherbruns, a 6'2" senior out of Creighton, Nebraska. Ulcherbruns is averaging 8 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Nate Olson, a 6-foot junior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Olson is averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher, a 6'7" senior out of Omaha. Fletcher right now is averaging 16 points, 5 rebounds per game. Fletcher is the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging those 16 points per ball game. Dane Bacon is a 6'1" sophomore out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 8.9 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'4" freshman out of Lincoln. Reinwald is actually the 3rd leading scorer in the GPAC this week, averaging 15.1 points per ball game and 5.1 rebounds per game. And then the other starter for Hastings will be Donovan Schultz, a 6'6" senior out of Aurora, Colorado. Schultz is averaging 13 points and 4.7 rebounds per ball game. Hastings is going to be dressed in their gray uniforms here tonight. Bronco gray with crimson. Doan is going to be in their road black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight. So it's Hastings and Doan getting ready to go at it here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, in the women's ball game tonight, Hastings College losing to Doan by the score of 64-60. Hastings ended up shooting only 41% for the ball game and 14% from three-point territory in that one tonight. The Broncos hit only 1 out of 7 from behind the arc. Doan hit 40% of their field goals in the ball game, 21% from three-point territory, but Hastings losing to Doan in the women's ball game by a score of 64-60. We're set to go. Bronco basketball men's activity here tonight. Hastings trying to get back into the thick of things here. They played very well in the ball game against Briar Cliff right before Christmas and beat a very good Charger ball club, and then at times played very well on Sunday against the ball club we had in here from Missouri, Mid-America Christian, rather a Central Methodist in here on a Sunday, and then Broncos got a little sloppy in the second half and saw a 27-point lead cut down, and Hastings had to hang on at the end to win that ball game. So the Broncos control the opening tip. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Nate Olson goes inside to Schultz. Now back to Olson in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Doan. Here come the Tigers runner back the other way. On the dribble there is going to be Reiser now. They go right inside and go right to work. A shot is up there by Johnson. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos with a rebound. Nate Olson down the near sideline, down to Donovan Schultz at the top of the key. Moves it over there on the wing on the right side as they take it down to Ryan Wall. Now to Olson sliding down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Nick Reed for the Tigers. Doan comes back now. As they got it down the left side, that's Ulcherbruns. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be put up there. It's going to be no good by Weatherholt, who gets a start here tonight. Tyler Weatherholt, and the rebound comes down to Hastings back the other way. We played a minute here in this ballgame, Hastings College. And Doan still scoreless in the contest. Here's Derek Fletcher with the ball for Hastings. Fletcher comes over here to Bacon. His lob pass inside is going to be deflected away from Reinwald, but it's picked up here by Schultz. Hastings will reset the offense here. Tobin Reinwald down to Fletcher. Back outside to Schultz. His shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ulcherbruns. Tyler Ulcherbruns runs her back the other way on a dribble. Takes it all the way inside. Kicks it out down to Reed. His shot for three is good. Nick Reed cans one from the right sideline. Right in front of the Bronco bench. 3-0 is the score. The Tigers jump out on top of Hastings here tonight. Broncos with the ball. Derek Fletcher on the near side. Pounds it to Donovan Schultz. Schultz turns around. Gets it to Tobin Reinwald. Right side of the lane, now to Olson. Olson dribbles to the free throw line, stops there, gives it to Bacon from the elbow. His shot is up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Jake Johnson. Johnson for Doan, down the near sideline to a riser. Takes it into the paint, kicks it back out, top of the key. Ulcherbruns shot for three, good. Taylor Ulcherbruns cans a three-pointer. Doan with a couple of threes here to begin the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have been shut out here for the first 2 minutes of the ball game. We've got a timeout. 17:57 to play here in the first half. It's Doan 6, Hastings nothing.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Doan out to a 6-0 lead on a couple of three-pointers. Ulcherbruns and Reed have found the range early for Doan. Now Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Nate Olson, gives it to Reinwald. He drives the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot is good. Reinwald takes it all the way to the basket and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Hastings. It's now a 6-2 contest. Here's a riser with the ball. Comes out to a Schlottman now. Back to the left side. A long-range jumper put up by Ulcherbruns. No good. Ball goes out of bounds in the corner. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So Taylor Ulcherbruns launches one from three-point range that would not go. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Now Hastings comes back with the ball. Nate Olson comes here to Tobin Reinwald, top of the key. They lob it left side of the lane. That is Schultz. Dribbles it into the paint. His shot from short range is going to be up there. It dances around the rim and down through the hole. Donovan Schultz scores. It's now a 6-4 ball game. Hastings with a couple of field goals now. Here's a Jake Johnson. Lobs it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Donovan Schultz gets the interception there for Hastings. First turnover on the Tigers. Now to Nate Olson. Olson into the forecourt, bounce pass now to Reinwald, takes the ball down the lane, his shot is up there, it's no good, and he's fouling a play. Tobin Reinwald fouling a play there by Ulcherbruns of Doan. Taylor picks up his first, that's the first team foul on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation, it was on the drive. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Schultz will come out. So Flynn into the ball game now for Hastings College, the 6'7" freshman. Out of Lincoln. Here's Fletcher. Short jumper is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Trent Schlottman for Doan. Down the far sideline. They get it to Reiser. Hesitates. Takes it down on the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's no good. Foul called. A foul here will go on Hastings. And it's going to go on Bacon. Dane Bacon picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation now for Reiser. Reiser, a 62% foul shooter in the season. He's 28 out of 45 from the free throw line for Doan. The Tigers is a team hitting only 68% of their foul shots. That is next to the last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Tigers out to a two-point lead, 6-4. Reiser's free throw is up there. It's good. He was mauled in the act of shooting, so he'll get two shots here. 7-4 now. Doan with the advantage. 16:53 to play here in the first half for the Osborne Sports Complex. Here comes the next shot by Reiser. Sets. It's in the air. That one rattles off. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. It's going to be tipped That's going to be taken down by Reed. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Reed knocked the ball away from Reinwald, then goes up for the shot and hits it, and he is fouled in a play by Reinwald. So not only did the freshman make the mistake losing the ball, he then makes the mistake on the defensive end and gives Reed a basket and now a chance at a three-point play. So Tobin Reinwald picks up his first. He comes out of the ball game now. Here comes Devin Manning in. Nick Reed to the free throw line. Doan has now got a five-point lead. It is 9-4. As Reed sets there, 78% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there as good, so a three-point play for the Doan College Tigers as they take that one away from Tobin Reinwald. It is now 10-4. Doan with a lead. They lob it inside again. That's Flynn off of the baseline. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn just to the left of the basket scores there for Hastings College, and it's now a 10-6 ball game, 16.5 to play. Here in the first half, Schlottman has got the ball. Right side now to Ultrabruns. They take it down low to Reed. He has it knocked out of his hands. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Hastings. Devin Manning with the ball. That's the second turnover now on Doan. Here's Fletcher with the ball at the top of the key. Hands it away to Aaron Kane, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Kane moves it across the top. They take it to the far sideline to Brady Woolman. Now down to Manning on the baseline. His shot's going to be knocked out of his hands. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Doan ball. Last touch by Manning of Hastings. 10-6. Tigers have a four-point lead. And now Hastings will attack here right at the 10-second line, bringing the ball up on the dribble. There's going to be Trent Schlottman. Schlottman hands it away now to Jake Johnson, the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. Here's Reiser now. Reiser brings it outside to Reed. His shot for three is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Brady Lohman of Hastings. Lohman, right-handed dribble, comes on the near sideline. Aaron Kane. Kane holds it. Free throw line extended. Kane comes out on top now to Manning. Manning goes over on the wing on the right side to Brady Lohman. Back out to a Manning. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Devin Manning gets the roll there. A three-pointer by Manning from the top of the key. It is now a 10-9 ball game. Hastings back within 1 point. Now we got a warning, I think, on Hastings for touching the ball after it comes through the hole on Aaron Kane as they make that signal to the scorer's table. No foul here, just a little warning on Aaron Kane to keep his meat hooks off of the ball when it comes through the hole. 10-9, Hastings back within 1 point. Johnson gives it out to Reiser now, picked up by Fletcher of Hastings. Reiser behind his screen from Ultrabruns, moves it to the top of the key, hesitates, throws it down in the corner. On the left side now is the Tigers with it. Here's a Schlottman. Cross-court pass comes over here. That's Johnson with the ball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Reiser at the top of the key. Spins inside. It's going to be knocked away. And it's picked up by Kane. Trying to work it there against Fletcher, and he lost the ball. Here's Flynn back the other way for Hastings. Dylan Flynn, his pass is going to be deflected as he moves it across the lane. It's picked up by the Tigers. First turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Here's Nick Reed now for the Doan College Tigers back into the offensive zone. Schlottman has got it. Picked up by Devin Manning of Hastings. Schlottman dribbles once, sends it over to Reed. Free throw line extended left side. They work it into Ultrabruns, and a double dribble violation is called on Ultrabruns as he works there against the big guy Dylan Flynn of Hastings. Here comes Reinwald back into the ball game for Hastings, and here comes Schulten as well. Fletcher's going to check out. Flynn's going to come to the bench. 14:36 to play here in the first half. It's 10-9. Doan has got a one-point lead over Hastings in men's college basketball. The Tigers beat the Broncos in the women's ball game by a score of 64-60. Hastings with a chance now to grab their first lead of the ball game as they come back into the forecourt. Manning has got it. Out to Brady Woolman. Now to Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Reinwald holds it. Now to Manning at the top of the key. Here's Schulten in front of the Doan bench. Schulten takes off, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Out to Woolman. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman moves over to Aaron Kane on the right wing. Back out to Woolman. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman drives inside, has the basketball poked away. It's picked up here by the Tigers. The second turnover on Hastings. Running back the other way is Trent Schlottman. He takes it all the way down to the baseline, but can't come up with a shot here. Moves it back out on top. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Elliot Menzel, who just checked in there. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Aaron Kane gets the ball to Woolman. Now driving all the way into the hoop, and a shot is up and in. That's Devin Manning. Manning takes it all the way to the basket. Here's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be lost off of the hands of Menzel and a turnover on Doan. They try to guess the Broncos sleeping defensively. The fifth turnover on the Tigers in the ballgame. And now Hastings has their first lead of the contest. It's 11-10. Hastings has scored the last 7 points here in the ballgame. Doan got out to a 10-4 lead, but Hastings has come storming back here. Lohman has got the ball now to Reinwald. Reinwald comes to the near side to Manning. Manning now to Schultz. His shot from the elbow is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. Tigers come back the other way. Johnson gets into the hands now of Reiser. Reiser to the near sideline. It's Elliot Menzel with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here. They get it to Ulterbrunns. Ulterbrunns works it back outside to three-point rank now to Jake Johnson. Now to Shoecraft is into the ball game. Josh Shoecraft. Right side to Reiser. Out of the top of the key. Here's Johnson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball poked out. It's picked up by Ulterbrunns. So another offensive rebound there for the Doan College Tigers. Rebounding has been a thorn in the side for Hastings head coach Lance Creech this year. Here come the Tigers now on the attack. It's an 11-10 ball game. They get the fresh shot clock here. Here's Ulterbrunns again at the top of the key. Works against Schultz. Dribbles inside. Fall away jumper in the lane is no good. Schultz grabs the rebound. Schultz gets it away now. Here's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman takes it down to Reinwald. He goes for the hole. His shot is no good. Reinwald misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to the Doan College Tigers, the Shoecraft, and now we got a timeout from Doan. The Tigers want to call a timeout here. 12 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 11, Doan 10.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead here in men's college basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. It is an 11-10 ball game. And the Tigers will inbound the ball right in front of us as Josh Shoecraft will play things in now to Reiser. Out of Menzel, out here in three-point territory to Shoecraft. Back out to Elliot Menzel. Hastings still in the man-to-man. Elliot Menzel, dribble penetration out of Jake Johnson. The Ulterbrunns, his shot for three is up there. That one is too strong. Rebound comes down to Lohman of Hastings. Lohman down to the near sideline to Devin Manning into the forecourt to Reinwald. Traveling violation. Reinwald caught the ball a little bit off balance down there in the corner. And the third turnover on Hastings. Traveling violation. Here comes Nick Reed back into the ball game now for Doan. Coming out is going to be Jake Johnson. Derek Fletcher comes in now for Hastings College. And coming to the bench will be Reinwald. 12 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Tigers by the score of 11-10. Doan has got the ball. Here's Reiser. Walks it across the 10-second line. Now behind his screen. He's going to take a shot from the top of the key. A shot good. Reiser hits one there. A three-pointer for Doan. It's now a 13-11 ball game. Hastings back out to a two-point deficit here. Doan has got the lead. Devin Manning with the ball. Gets it off to Aaron Kane. He powers his way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Aaron Kane gets his first field goal of the ball game, and now we are tied up at 13 points apiece. 13-13 with 11.5 to play. Reiser again, his three-pointer from the top of the key over Manning is going to be no good, and the ball ripped out of there by Schultz of Hastings. Schultz gets it now to Brady Lohman, right-handed dribble into the forecourt to Schultz from the top of the key. His shot for three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Reiser. He races it back the other way. Reiser hesitates, takes it down the left side of the lane, pounds it inside to Meyer. His shot is up and in. Brian Myers scores there for Doan. He just checked in there. The assist from Reiser. It's now 15-13. Tigers with a two-point lead. Here's Hastings with the ball. Devin Manning now to Brady Lohman. Lohman moves it back to Manning on the right sideline. Manning dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it out to Brady Lohman across the top. Bounce pass goes inside to Schultz, left side of the lane. Schultz takes it into the paint, spins, takes it down to the baseline. Loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. Four turnovers now on Hastings. Schultz loses the ball out of bounds. He's going to check out. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. 10 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings trailing Doan in men's college basketball tonight. The score is 15-13. The Tigers come back on the dribble now. That's a Reiser with the ball. Reiser to Shoecraft moves it down to the baseline. Here's a short jumper put up there by Reed. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. Fletcher now to Manning. Manning hesitates, now drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Devin Manning with 7 points in the ball game now for Hastings College. And we are tied up at 15 points apiece. 10-16 to play here in the first half. Here's Doan again, pounding the ball left side of the lane and a traveling violation again. They got it to a Brian Meyer to the left side of the lane. He tried to put a move on. took it down to the baseline, and he's called for a traveling violation. That's the sixth turnover on the Tigers. Into the ball game, Tyler Weatherholt. Into the ball game, Trent Schlottman. Now for Doan. 10-12 remaining in the first half. We are tied up at 15 points apiece, and Hastings with the ball. Broncos had a lead back there at 11-10 for their only lead in this contest. Here's Devin Manning behind the screen. Manning takes off, now takes it into the lane. Another spinning move, and a traveling violation is called to Manning. So back-to-back traveling violations, one on each end here. That's five turnovers on Hastings, six on the Tigers. 10 minutes exactly to play. Here in the first half, Hastings 15, Doan 15. Many times these two teams get together, no matter what sport, you're in for a whale of a contest. We expect that here tonight. Weatherholt, bounce pass. They knock it away from Reed, and it's going to be brought down by Hastings. Tobin Reinwald, nice defensive play there as he took that ball away. Now the Broncos back in their offensive end. Here's a Devin Manning to the top of Keita Flynn. He powers the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Hastings, running back the other way. The Tigers take it all the way to the basket. Schlottman is decked on the play. No foul call as he goes up for the shot. Schlottman gets back up. Here comes Hastings at the other end. Here's a three-pointer put up by Bacon. His shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Schlottman, rather to a riser of Doan. And now what do we have here? We got a man that came up a little gippy. That's a Schlottman. And Schlottman is going to have to come out of the ball game, and Johnson's going to check back in there. So I think Schlottman came up with a bloody nose. Somebody may have popped him in the nose back here. And he's going to have to check out. In the meantime, coming in is going to be Zach Short for Hastings. Short is going to come in. Devin Manning will come to the bench. 15-15 is the score. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings and Doan doing battle here tonight. Here's Reiser. His shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. He lost it. Reed has got it. His shot is up there. It's blocked down. Foul called. Reinwald had his hands on it there for Hastings, but lost it. Reed picked it up, and he's fouled on a play here by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's the first foul in Flynn. That's going to send Nick Reed to the free throw line for Doan. He's a 78% foul shooter in the season. He is 1-for-1 so far tonight. 6 points in the ball game for Nick Reed. As he eyes the bucket here, try to break this 15-15 tie, and his shot is good. Doan is a team now hitting 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Reed will get one more. The Tigers now have a 16-15 advantage over Hastings College as Reed prepares for foul shot number 2. Long, hard look at the basket here. Stares up there, now throws it up, and it's going to be good. Nick Reed hits a pair of free throws, and Doan back out to a 2-point lead. It is 17-15. Broncos come back quickly here. There's a Zach Short with the ball. Dribbles. Goes to the far sideline now to Reinwald. Lobs it to Flynn with his back to the basket. Flynn dribbles once. Out to Bacon. He drives the ball to the basket. Takes it down to the baseline. Dumps it off down to Flynn. And he's fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. So now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line. He's fouling the play there by the Doan College Tigers. It'll go on Johnson. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Doan. And now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line for Hastings College. He's a 72% foul shooter. And his shot is up there. It is good. So Dylan Flynn, the 6'7" freshman out of Lincoln, cans the free throw. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. He averages 4.6. His second shot is up there. It's good. And now we're tied up at 17 points apiece. 17-17. 8:49 to play here in the first half. Here's a riser with the ball, gets away from Short, drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made again, and a foul is called. Going to go on Zach Short. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. The Tigers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just lob it into the lane there. It's loose. It's picked up by Weatherholt. He drives, and his shot is good. That was not the way they had that drawn up. Weatherholt just picks up a loose ball in the lane there and scores. He drove it to the basket. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And the Tigers are back out on top, 19-17. Here's Fletcher, 4-3. His shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Reiser. Reiser runs her back the other way on the dribble, drives it all into the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Short. That's going to be his second. And now Reiser will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. He was fouled in the act of shooting. So Reiser goes to the line here for the Tigers in a 19-17 ball game. Reiser puts it up there, and his shot is short. He'll get one more here as he's hacked in the act here. Fletcher checks out. Flynn's going to check out. Devin Manning is also going to check out. 19-17. We got Dane Bacon back out there for Hastings. Aaron Kane is back out there, and Schultz. Reiser hits his second free throw. It's now a 20-17 ball game. The Tigers back out to a three-point lead. Brady Lohman has got it now for Hastings to Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Tobin holds it. Comes out now to Kane. Gets away. Spins at the free throw line. Hands it away to Brady Lohman. Lohman has to get rid of it. Finally he does. There's Bacon with the ball. Bacon at the elbow. Puts a man in the air. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Reiser. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try by Reed is good. Nick Reed scores there for Doan. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. And again, Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos turn it away on the offensive end. And it means points at the other end as Doan converts on a Nick Reed tip. We've got a timeout here midway through the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 22, Hastings 17.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
And here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the students back from the holiday break. We're back in the conference basketball here tonight. Good one between Hastings and Doan shaping up. 22-17 is the score. Doan has got the lead. Women's college basketball tonight. Doan beat Hastings by the score of 64-60. Northwestern rolling past Dakota Wesleyan tonight in Orange City, 100-55. Morningside 71, Dort 50. And in Fremont tonight, it was Midland beating Nebraska Wesleyan 71-64. One of the game going on tonight, that's in Sioux Falls, as the Cougars are playing Mount Marty. That's the next opponent for Hastings College. That'll be Saturday afternoon. The Broncos and the Lancers in Yankton, South Dakota, 2 and 4 o'clock game times. Coverage begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. 5-point lead for the Tigers, 22-17. Bacon with the ball now for Hastings, the Woolman, now to Schultz. Schultz left side of the lane, backs up, spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there, and that one is down through the hole. Wanted to hop out of there, but dropped down through the cylinder. Schultz now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within three. 22-19 is the score. Here's Doan with the ball as they bring it back outside the arc. Weatherholtz moves it over here to Reed. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Jake Johnson. Johnson dribbles, takes the ball out of the paint. Jump pass comes out to Meyer. His little short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And rebound comes down to Schultz. Schultz now to Brady Lohman. Down the near sideline. A pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Reed. The seventh turnover on Hastings. Gets it to Reiser. Reiser free throw line extended left side. And the Tigers now set up here offensively with a three-point lead. Reiser gets away, drives it to the basket. Jump pass comes out to Weatherholt. Long-range jumper for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Bacon of Hastings. Dane Bacon on the attack now for the Broncos. Down the right sideline, they get it to Brady Lohman. Hastings will set up here offensively. There's Schultz with the ball. Schultz down to a Bacon, back to Schultz, near sideline. Shot for three is up there, no good. Ball tapped out, and it's going to be picked up by Lohman. Now to Bacon for three. He misses a shot, and the rebound comes down to Doan. Here's Reed back with the rebound. Now here's a long-range jumper by Reiser. His shot for three is good. Reiser hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points in the contest. 25-19, the Tigers have the lead. We're down to 6:14 to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Dane Bacon behind a Woolman screen. Moves it out in the three-point territory. Now to Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Reinwald circles around, takes it into the paint. Dumps it off to Brady Woolman. Here's a 17-footer from the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Doan. Weatherholt with a rebound for the Tigers. Down the near sideline. Now to Jake Johnson. 4-3. His shot is up there. He hits it. Jake Johnson hits the three ball there for Doan. And now the Tigers have built a 9-point lead, and we've got a timeout. The Tigers have a 9-point lead at the 5:45 mark of this first half. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 28, Hastings 19.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Kohler Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Now a 28-19 ball game. Doan out on top of Hastings here in this one. The Tigers jumped out to a 10-4 advantage in this one, but Hastings then scored 7 straight points to grab their first lead of the ball game at 11-10. We were tied up at 13, tied up at 15 and 17 before the Tigers erupted for 5 points. They take a 22-17 advantage, and right now 28-19, Doan has got the lead. 5:45 remaining here in the first half. The Broncos have the ball. Devin Manning back into the ball game now for Hastings. They're on the offense here. Aaron Kane back out to Manning, top of the key. They give him the shot. As he fires it up there, his shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Olcherbruns, who's back into the ball game for Doan. Comes back to the near sideline to Schlottman. Schlottman holds it out here in three-point territory. Now to Reiser. Reiser trying to drive it. He'll hold up. Here's a nice pass down to the baseline. Turnaround jumper by Schlottman is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Flynn with the ball, now to Fletcher. Derek Fletcher to Devin Manning. Manning gets it away. Tobin Reinwald at the free throw line is passed down low. It's going to be over the head of Kane out of bounds. That is the eighth turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 5-10 remaining in the first half. The Tigers with a 9-point lead, 28-19. Doan comes back with the ball here. Trent Schlottman, bounce pass, goes to the left side. That's going to be Jake Johnson, now to Reiser, picked up by Devin Manning. Reiser behind his screen at the top of the key, now drives it into the paint, gives it up now to Schlottman. Schlottman picked up there by Reinwald of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man. 13 seconds left in the shot clock. Near sideline, Olcherbruns lobs it into the lane. Underneath the basket, Johnson, a spinning move. A nice shot there by Jake Johnson, the former Central Catholic Crusader. Now with 5 points in the ball game, it's 30-19. The Broncos are down by 11 points early in this contest. Here's Flynn in the lane, double team. Flynn spins around. We got contact made and a foul called. It's going to go on Olcherbruns, I do believe. Yep. Taylor Olcherbruns picks up his second personal foul for the Tigers. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Doan. Here comes Lohman back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Flynn. Into the ball game for Doan will be Brian Meyer. 30-19, the Tigers out on top of Hastings in men's college basketball action here tonight. Here's Manning. He just lobs the ball out here to Fletcher on the near sideline. Works against Johnson. Fletcher gives it up now to Manning. Manning from the elbow puts up a shot and misses. Too hard. Rebound. Fletcher goes for the hole and shot. It's up there. He misses that one. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Brian Meyer. Hastings with two easy chances right there, and they couldn't convert. Hastings down by 11 points. Jake Johnson with the ball. Johnson out to Reiser. Now with 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Reiser moves it to the free throw line. His shot over Fletcher is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kane. Aaron Kane for the Broncos. Now to Devin Manning into the forecourt. Manning lost control of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to put a move on Schlottman and lost control of the ball, and the dribble, it goes trickling out of bounds. That is 9 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. 3:51 to play in the first half. The Tigers continue to lead the Broncos by 11 points, and Doan has got the ball. The Tigers get it to a Jake Johnson. Johnson down to Reiser. He drives it all the way to the basket, puts Fletcher in the air and scores. Reiser now with 10 points in the ballgame, and Doan has built a 32-19 lead here in this one. Devin Manning with the ball for the Broncos. To the right sideline, that's Aaron Kane. Kane dribbles with it. Now sends it across the top to Manning. They're giving the three-point look there, but he passes it up. Goes to Reinwald, now to Fletcher. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Schlottman. Schlottman leads the break back the other way. They get it to Reiser. He is double-teamed in the lane. Goes up anyway. The ball knocked out of his hands. It's going to be Doan ball. It goes out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Fletcher will come to the bench. 3:10 remaining here in the first half. 32-19, Tigers have the lead. Doan will play things in. They get it to Olcherbruns, hands it back to Schlottman.
Dribbles out into three-point territory. Now to Reiser to the far sideline. Hastings still in the man-to-man. Here's a shot from the deep left corner. It's good. That's a Tyler Weatherholt. Weatherholt hits one there for a long-range two. It's now a 34-19 ball game, a 15-point lead for the Tigers. Here's a Dane Bacon. Bacon free throw line extended right side. Comes back out to Lohman. Now to Devin Manning. Manning dribbles into the paint. Goes for the hole. Shot good. Manning scores again for Hastings. He's got 9 points. He's the leading scorer of the ball game tonight for the Broncos. 34-21. Hastings now down by 13 points. There's a Schlottman with the ball. Gets it back outside to Weatherholt. Weatherholt to the far sideline. Then back outside a three-pointer put up and in. That's Jake Johnson hitting another three. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. And Doan now with their biggest lead of the contest at 37-21 with 2:17 to play here in this one. We're in the first half at Lynn Farrell Arena. There's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Behind the screen now from Kane. Goes to Devin Manning for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound was Bacon, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Reiser of Doan. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for the Tigers is going to be Nick Reed. And Jake Johnson will come to the bench. 2:05 remaining first half. Doan 37, Hastings College 21. Devin Manning will play things in. Manning underneath his own basket. Comes way out on top near the 10-second line as they get it to Bacon. Bacon moves it over to the far sideline. That's Brady Woolman with it now. Woolman comes out to Manning at the top of the key, picked up there by Reiser. He sends it back to the wing to Woolman. Now down low as they work with it. As if Flynn turns around, he's going to be tied up in the play. Well, that was Reinwald who was down there. Not Flynn. He checked out of there. Flynn down there. Or rather, Reinwald down there, and he's tied up. Arrow pointing in favor of the Tigers, so that'll be a Hastings turnover. They're 11th of the ball game. 37-21. Hastings down by 16 points here in the first half. There's a long-range jumper again by Reiser from three. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound for the Tigers. That's Reed with the ball. Reed has it knocked out of his hands. Now a double dribble violation is called. Reed is appealing here to the official, but he's not getting it in his way. It's going to be a turnover on Doan. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Schultz. 37-21. Hastings down by 16 points here at home to the Doan College Tigers with 90 seconds to play in the first half. Brady Lohman across the midcourt stripe over to Tobin Reinwald. Out of Aaron Kane. Out of Manning here on the left side. Manning dribbles inside the ring. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Schultz. Not a Lohman. Lohman holds it out here. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to his right. Reverses the ball now and gets it to Kane. Out of Reinwald, down in the corner to Manning. A shot for three around the rim twice and falls off. Tip try is up there. No good. Tip try by Kane is good. Aaron Kane with a couple of tips there. He finally got the second or third one to go down. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 37-23. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Doan has got the ball. Schlottman, free throw line extended right side. Now gets it out here to Reiser. Out in three-point territory. Reiser moves it over to the left side. Here's a long-range jumper. Put up from three. Good. Tyler Weatherholt scores on a three ball. He's got seven in the ball game. It's 40-23. Doan has got the lead. This is their biggest lead of the contest here. Now with 31 seconds to play, the Broncos evidently going to play for a final shot here. 40-23, Doan with a lead over Hastings College. Devin Manning dribbling with the ball out here near the 10-second line. We're down to 17 seconds to play. Devin Manning. Guarded by a Schlottman, now works here offensively. Hands it away to a Reinwald, and then we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Nick Reed. That's going to be his first. That's only team foul number five on the Tigers, so no free throws here. Now we're down to 9.3 seconds to play. 9.3 seconds to play here in the first half. Reinwald will inbound the ball. He gets it to Manning, dribbles to the top of the key. Now down the lane, Manning goes for the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled. And Devin Manning will go to the free throw line now as he is fouled into play. The personal is going to be whistled on Schlottman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Tigers, but Manning is in the act of shooting here. He's only got a couple of shots. Manning with 9 points in the basketball game tonight. He's a 59% foul shooter on the season coming in here, 22 out of 37. Devin Manning at the line. His shot is up there. It's good. So Manning will get one more. Devin already in double figures here for Hastings College. Manning, a 6'1" junior out of Pueblo, Colorado. It's now 40-24. Hastings down by 16. As Manning will have one more, he toes the mark. Looks to the basket, throws it up there, and hits it. It is good. Here comes Zach Short into the ball game now for Hastings. Manning will check out. So 5 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings down by 15, 40-25. Doan will play things in. There's Reiser down the far sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, throws up an off-balance three, and shot is up there. It's no good, and that is the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here tonight in men's college basketball, and the score at halftime, it is Doan 40, Hastings 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings. Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We are at halftime tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. And the Broncos are trailing the Doan College Tigers. The score is 40-25. Doan jumping out to a 10-4 lead in this one. The Broncos then scoring seven straight to make it 11-10. We are tied up at 13, tied up at 15, tied up at 17 in the first half. Doan then scores five straight to make it 22-17. The Tigers eventually got out to a 28-19 lead, then 30-19. They kept the pressure on. They eventually got out to a 17-point lead at 40-23. And right now it's 40-25 as Hastings is trailing here at halftime to the Tigers. The Broncos hitting only 34% in the first half. They were 10 out of 29 from the field in the first half. Worse yet, from the three-point circle. Hastings only 1 out of 7 on three-pointers. In the first half, Manning was the only guy to hit one, and the Broncos are hitting all four of their free throws thus far. So 34% from the field tonight, 14% from three-point territory, and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. The Tigers are hitting 42% from the field tonight. They are 14 out of 33. Doan is 7 out of 15 on three-pointers for 46%. They are 5 out of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. Doan out-rebounding Hastings 19-17. 4-3 on the offensive end in favor of the Tigers. Hastings has turned the ball over a total of 12 times already in the ball game. Doan has got 8 turnovers. Leading rebounder right now for Doan is Nick Reed. He's got 5 boards. And the leading rebounder for Hastings is Donovan Schultz. He has got 5 rebounds as well for the Broncos. Leading scorer for Hastings is Devin Manning. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 4 for Aaron Kane, 4 for Dylan Flynn, 4 for Donovan Schultz, and 2 points for Tobin Reinwald. The scoring for the Doan College Tigers in the first half. Nick Reed has got 10 points. Joshua Reiser has got 10. Jake Johnson has got 8 points. Tyler Weatherholt has got 7. 3 points for Taylor Ulterbruns and 2 for Brian Meyer. So the Doan College Tigers with the lead here over Hastings College. The score is 40-25. At halftime. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team lost to Doan by the score of 64-60. As Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman will join us here at halftime. And coach, obviously a disappointing loss for us here tonight. Just talk about the basketball game tonight.
Well, it is disappointing in that we had You know, we've made some momentum. We've won four of our last five games. We're playing some pretty good basketball. And then I just, I think from the beginning, we looked like we didn't have energy. We weren't quick. We weren't anticipating anything. You know, we had a chance early. Don missed a lot of shots early, a lot of things. Had a chance to get a lead, and instead we turn around, we're down 7-0, and it was just an uphill battle all night.
Yeah, we kind of joked around before the ball game. Our record at home has not been very good. We just have not played very well here this year at home.
Well, and you know, talk about shooting yourself in your foot. We probably have lost three or four games to teams that are going to finish in the bottom half of the conference at home. We've been our own worst enemy when it comes to home. A lot of it is the lack of effort. Lack of intensity, and I don't know, maybe we're a little scared, afraid to come home and play because we haven't played very well. We've embarrassed ourselves a couple of times, and maybe that's in the back of our mind. I don't know what it is right now.
You guys have fell behind by 10 points in the first half and eventually really clawed back into things. It was 30-27 at halftime. Can you feel fortunate to be within the 3 points as bad as we played in the first 20 minutes?
You know, we've been starting slow. Even the two ball games we won it with Tabor and Sterling, we'd gotten behind even double digits in both of those ball games and come back. I think we have to make some changes in our starting lineup, make sure that we have a great intensity to start a ball game, get us off on the right foot. And, you know, unfortunately, in situations like this, change is inevitable. We have to make some changes.
Hastings again fell behind by 10 points in the second half, and it seemed like the last two or three minutes you saw that energy pick up, and we had a chance to win that baby at the end.
Well, we did, and then again we found a way to shoot ourselves in the foot. We executed with 29 seconds to go. We had a chance to make a three. We ran a couple of down screens to pop people open. I thought both people hesitated on the shot, like they didn't want to take it, and then we end up throwing it inside to Alicia, who then makes a mistake and takes the shot instead of kicking it back out again, knowing that we needed a three. And I don't know if she just lost track of the score for a second or thought maybe she could get the bucket and the foul or what went through her mind. But again, shouldn't have probably made the pass in there. We should have taken that shot on two occasions and didn't pull the trigger.
Again, 64-60 was the final score tonight. Doan knocking off Hastings College. Alicia ended up with a pretty good ball game, a double-double tonight, 24 points. And 14 rebounds. Not a whole lot else to go along with her. 12 points tonight for Brittany Wong, but Hastings maybe struggled a little bit offensively tonight.
You know, in as good a game as Alicia had, she was still 3-for-9 at halftime and probably should have had about 35 points total. She got off to a very slow start and corrected it later on, but again, it's that same thing. We had a great inside game all weekend. Our three posts actually played real well, did a great job of scoring, and then tonight we just behind the eight ball, and then on top of it, their post is 9 for 11 or something like that, and has a great night against us. So, you know, you just have to turn around and say there just wasn't a whole lot good about tonight's ball game.
Is that the same for defense too? We're not happy with the defensive effort tonight.
Well, when you let a team stay in the ball game, all of a sudden shots start falling. You know, we. They didn't shoot the ball very well in the first 5 minutes either, and all of a sudden we missed a couple of layups, we missed a couple bunnies, we have five turnovers right away, and suddenly they're up 7-0, and it's a little bit easier to hit shots when you're up 7-0.
22 turnovers for Hastings tonight, so obviously, like you said, not a whole lot of good things to talk about in this ball game, and now you got to go out on the road. Maybe that's a good thing for us, huh?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, again, we just talked about it in the locker room. We got to go back. We've worked exceptionally hard in practice. I kind of let up a little bit because of how hard we've been working, and we won a couple ball games. Tomorrow we'll just get back in the gym. We're going to go two practices. Going to work very hard against if we can get that intensity back for Saturday's ball game.
Yeah, you really kept the girls here an extended period of time, didn't you, during the Christmas break, and really got a lot of work in during the break.
We did, and had you been on the road with us this weekend, you would have seen some good basketball. That's what's really frustrating is that, you know, I've had teams before that weren't particularly good teams, and we played poorly all year. I've had teams that were really good, and they played really good all year. This group has the ability. I mean, we've seen them play number 3, number 6, number 8, number 10, all down to one or two possessions. So we have the capability of being a team that could be ranked somewhere between 5 and 10 in the country. But on the other side of it, we've also played some of our poorest ball games at home against bottom half GPAC schools. So, you know, on those nights, you wouldn't say we're in the top 100. And that's what's really frustrating is that we've shown the capability of playing good basketball. We have no consistency right now, though.
Boy, consistency in basketball is kind of hard to grab, and there's so many teams that suffer with that key word right there.
Well, and you know, if you look at last year compared to this year, one of the things is you had five seniors on the team, and there's always a sense of urgency when there's seniors on the team because they know this is their last go-around. And I think, and I've had teams before that didn't have any seniors, and you're always battling that idea that down back deep in the deepest part of their mind, they're thinking, well, we've always got next year. And that's what we've got to work on the next 5 weeks is learning how to play very hard every ball game. If we're not going to take much out of this season, then what we have to take out of it is some learning for next year.
Mount Marty coming up on Saturday. We make the trip to Yankton. They've got the player of the week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. A pretty good basketball team. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, they are. They're 13-4 right now and have played Northwestern to a 10-point ball game. They're a very solid fundamental team, and they're driven by their point guard, Jenny Miller. She makes everything work for them, makes everybody look better. So, you know, Brittany Wong's knee has really given her some problems, and she's been that person for us to say, go shut down that great offensive player, and she's done a great job all year. Tonight we saw her really reaching down and grabbing it a few times, so... You know, if she can't do the job, then we're really going to have some problems on offer on defense on Saturday.
All right, regroup here, Coach. We'll see you Saturday up in Yankton.
All right, thank you.
Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College here tonight. Again, the Broncos dropping this one 64-60 to the Doane College Tigers tonight. So Hastings dropping another conference game here at home. The Broncos are now 2-5 in the conference. They even out their record at 9-9. On the season on the women's side, Doane improves to 5-10. After this one, they are now 3-3 in the conference. Hastings College men's basketball team, maybe it's a little carryover here. The Broncos are struggling against the Doane College Tigers tonight. It is 40-25 here at halftime in favor of Doane. Again, the Tigers getting 10 points in the first half from Nick Reed and 10 points from Joshua Reiser. Hastings College in the first half of play getting 11 points from Devin Manning. So it's 40-25. Hastings trailing Doane as we get ready for the second half of play. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This team trailing Doane here at halftime. The score is 40-25. The women's scoreboard is now complete for us here tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That last game we were missing was the Sioux Falls-Mount Marty contest. That's now been finalized, and Sioux Falls knocked off Mount Marty tonight in Sioux Falls, a final of 86-76. So we'll see the Lancers on Saturday coming off of a loss to Sioux Falls as Hastings will make the trip to Yankton on Saturday afternoon. Other scores in women's college basketball tonight in the conference. As we mentioned, Doane knocking off Hastings 64-60. Northwestern 100, Dakota Wesleyan 55. That game played in Orange City tonight. We mentioned Sioux Falls with a 10-point win over Mount Marty, 86-76. Morningside down Dort, 71-50. That was Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in Fremont, 71-64. There was one non-conference game this evening. York College played at Concordia. And the Bulldogs, an easy time with York tonight, winning by a score of 100-68.
Got the second half coming up for you here. Doan with a lead over Hastings. The score is 40-25. We'll have the second half right after this.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 40-25, Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Broncos will have the opening possession of the second half. Here's Devin Manning with the ball. The Broncos shooting to our basket to our right here. To Fletcher. Fletcher now to Dane Bacon at the top of the key. Now to Manning, pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer. Shot good. Devin Manning looking good here tonight for Hastings. Manning now with 13 points in the ball game. His season high this year was 14 that he put up against Sioux Falls earlier this year. So the Broncos have cut the lead down to 13 points again. Got to play some defense down here now. They're trying to get back into the ball game. Reiser at the top of the key. Comes over here on the near sideline to Schlottman. Got to Jake Johnson on the right sideline. Johnson bounce pass to Schlottman. Brings it back to Johnson. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around and is picked up by Schultz. Schultz has got it for Hastings. Now to Manning into the forecourt. Manning right-handed dribble, pulls up at the top of the ring here. Manning dribbles inside. Devin still with the ball now from the elbow. His shot is up there and in. Devin Manning is season high now for him. He's got 15. 40-29. The Broncos back within 11 as Devin Manning hits the first couple of shots here in the second half. Here's Schlottman with the ball again. Schlottman out here in three-point territory. Looks right, reverses the ball, comes left. Jake Johnson. Johnson in front of the Doan bench. Comes out between the rings again. That's going to be Reiser with the ball. Now to Schlottman. Bounce pass goes down to Reed. Now to Ultrabrunz. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schultz. Long pass ahead to get it to Dane Bacon. Hastings back with the ball. Down by 11 points. Here's Manning at the top of the key. Drives inside, spins, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Devin Manning with six straight points to begin this second half. He's got 17 for the ball game. 40-31. The Broncos back within 9 points. 18-15 to play in the ball game. Reiser with the ball. Reiser brings it to Johnson. Back out to Reiser. He lobs the ball down low to Ultrabrunz. The ball poked out of there to Schlottman. Back out to Reiser. Now to Johnson here on the near sideline. Jake dribbles once. Bounce pass down to Reed on the baseline. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Reed goes from the one corner to the other one. Jake Johnson now in the right corner. Now to Schlottman. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Schlottman takes the ball in the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Manning. Devin brings it back the other way for Hastings. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald kicks it back out to Manning. Now to Schultz. Schultz brings it back to Devin here, right side of the lane. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there. Shot no good. Found it for the rebound. It's loose. Dane Bacon had it. He lost it. Now it's picked up here by Reed. 2-on-1. Back the other way. Driving layup. No good. A foul on the play. And now we've got an injury back here for Hastings. It's going to be Bacon. Dane is coming up a little gimpy here at this end. On the other end, the Broncos with a personal foul down here in the defensive end. It's going to go on Manning. That's going to be his first. So Dane Bacon is hobbled, and he's going to have to come off of the floor now for Hastings. Aaron Kane will check back in there. 17-26 to play in the ballgame. Doan out on top of the Broncos by the score of 40-31. To the free throw line for the Tigers will be Trent Schlottman. He has got 76% free throw percentage so far this year. He's not scored so far in the ballgame. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. And now Bacon is going to go to the locker room for Hastings. 41-31. Here comes the next shot by Schlottman. It's up there. It's good. So he hits a pair of free throws, and Doan goes back out on top by 11, 42-31. Broncos with the ball. Manning here on the right sideline. Comes out to Schultz. Schultz now to Fletcher, and we got contact made, and a foul is called. Fletcher moved it right to left across the free throw line. Somebody trying to poke the ball away, and instead got a personal foul. It's going to go on Taylor Ultrabrunz. That's going to be his third. non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. Olcherbrenz comes out. Here comes Brian Meyer back in there. It's going to be Fletcher inbounding the ball for Hastings. They get it to Schultz. Schultz on the right side of the lane. Donovan looking, hops inside. Now kicks it back out to the top of the key to Devin Manning. Back out to Schultz. Top of the key is three-pointer. Put up there and in. Donovan Schultz scores for Hastings. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings back to within eight. It is 42-34 early in the second half. 16:58 to play here in the ball game. Doan has got the ball out on the baseline. That's a Meyer with it. Meyer comes out on top. That's a Reiser. Drives it into the paint. Throws it to Johnson here on the near sideline. Johnson takes it down on the baseline. Back out to Reed. Reed moves it over to the right side now to Reiser. Down in the corner of the right side. Here's the ball. It's going to be poked away, but it's picked up by Schlottman. Out of Reiser. A long three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Schultz. Donovan Schultz with the board for Hastings. Down to Devin Manning to Fletcher. Fletcher leaves it to Reinwald. He drives his shot. No good, and he's hammered on the play. And now it's going to be Reinwald going to the free throw line for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Johnson. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers. So Hastings back to within 8 points. It is 42-34 with 16:27 to play. That's going to be Aaron Kane going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. So Aaron Kane to the free throw line, and his shot no good. He'll get one more. Score remains at 42-34. Kane, a 54% foul shooter. His next one is up there. It's good. So he hits one out of two, and it's now 42-35. So 42-35, Doan has got the ball. Trent Schlottman comes over here on the near sideline. That is Jake Johnson. He holds it now as Devin Manning is out in his face defensively. Out to a Trent Schlottman out here in three-point territory. Schlottman comes over to Johnson again here on the near sideline. Jake, bounce pass out on top to Schlottman. Now in the high post to Brian Meyer at the free throw line. To Schlottman now to Johnson for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Tough shot near sideline. Jake Johnson, the former Central Catholic Crusader, now with 11 points in the ballgame, 45-35. Kane has got it now for Hastings College to Fletcher. Fletcher to Reinwald. His pass is deflected. It's a save here by Reiser. It is loose on the baseline. Hastings picks it up. Flynn has got it now to Reinwald. He dumps it away here on the near sideline, and he throws it away. Trying to get it to Aaron Kane and threw it into the Bronco bench. 15:41 to play in the ballgame, 45-35. Doan leading by 10 points. The Tigers led at halftime by 15. There's Reiser with the ball. Now to Schlottman. Lob pass inside and jamming the ball down through the hole as Johnson is threw it up there. Jake went up and slammed it down through the cylinder. 47-35. Hastings now again trailing by 12 points here in the ball game. Here's a Fletcher with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Devin Manning. Free throw line extended right side. Cranks up to three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn and the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here, I think, on Hastings. Nope, it's going to go on Doan. It's going to go on Brian Meyer. That's going to be his first. So Brian Meyer picks up the personal foul. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Coming to the bench will be Reinwald. 15:09 to play. Hastings down by a dozen. They play it into Flynn. He works the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Meyer. Comes out now to Fletcher. Behind his screen from Flynn. Here on the near sideline, Fletcher gets rid of it. Now to Manning at the top of the key. Brings it back to Fletcher. And now we got a foul called here on Meyer. As Brian Meyer comes out to guard Fletcher and picks up the personal foul. Number two on Brian Meyer. Number four for the Tigers here in the second half. Still no free throws here for Hastings. Broncos still trailing by 12 points. Derek Fletcher will inbound. Now to Brady Lohman. Gets it out now to the top of the key to Devin Manning. Now to Fletcher. Lumps it inside. Flynn grabs it. Goes up. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And he's hacked in the arm. And Flynn will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Brian Meyer picks up his third foul for the Tigers. So three fouls now on Brian Meyer. And Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line for Hastings. 72% for the season. He is 2 out of 2 so far tonight. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Flynn's free throw is up there. That one rims off. No good. He'll get one more. Into the ballgame now for Doan will be Andy Morris. Andy Morris in there for the first time now for Doan, his 6'5" junior out of Omaha. 47-35, Tigers have the lead. Next shot up there by Flynn is good. 47-36 as Doan comes back. Hastings is going to go to a zone defense here. Jake Johnson Down to Reiser over here, left side of the lane. Splits a couple of defenders. Comes out to Nick Reed now. Reed out to Schlottman out here in three-point territory. Hastings in that zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone. They move it on the far side to Johnson. Johnson down to Reiser. Brings it back here in the center of the floor to a Jake Johnson. Moves it to the right sideline as Schlottman. Works the ball inside to Reed. His shot's going to be rejected. Rejected there. Hastings has got the ball back the other way. Woolman, he gets the ball now to a Devin Manning and has it slapped out of his hands. Hastings was leading the break back the other way. Devin Manning had the ball slapped out of his hands down there. And Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. 14-13 remaining. 47-36. Tigers have the lead. Brady Lohman gets it to Fletcher. 4-3. His shot is up there. He hits it. Derek Fletcher hits his first field goal of the ball game here in the second half with 6 minutes gone. And the Broncos are now back to within 8 points. 47-39. And now Doan wants to call a timeout. The Tigers want to talk things over as Ian Brown is up in front of the Doan College bench. 14 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. The Tigers 47 and the Broncos 39.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia basketball. The Blue Hawks will have a tough one tomorrow as they welcome in Gretna, a team that is ranked number 4 in Class B. The Hawks also ranked in the top 10 in the Lincoln Journal Star, but in Class C1. St. Cecilia with 3 losses so far this year. The Gretna Dragons have just 1. It'll be a men's-only game for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia boys going at 7:45. Pre-game show begins at about 7:30 on 1230 KHAS. Friday night will be with Adams Central as the Patriots take on Loup City in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader out at the Patriot Gym. And then Saturday on the road with the Broncos up in Yankton, South Dakota, Hastings playing at Mount Marty. 47-39, Hastings down by 8 points. Doan back on the offensive attack here as Schlottman has got it. Hastings is now in the man-to-man defense. They went zone for a while. Now they're back to man-to-man. Doan has got the ball. They pound it down to Jake Johnson, right side of the lane. Back out here to a Weatherholt who's back into the ball game. Now to a Schlottman. Schlottman moves it to the near sideline now to a Weatherholt. Takes it down to the baseline, goes up, and his pass out here is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by a Woolman, not a Fletcher. Brings it back to Woolman, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Hastings will play it in underneath their basket. Hastings creeping back into the ballgame. They trailed by 17 late in the first half. Trailed by 15 at halftime, 40-25. Now 47-39. Hastings still down. Woolman comes way out on top. Schultz grabs it near the 10-second line. Now to Fletcher. Derek Fletcher to the near sideline. Brady Woolman has got it now. Hops into the lane. Puts up a shot right in front of the basket. His shot good. Lohman scores, and Hastings back to within 6 points, 47-41. Hastings let nearly a 27-point lead evaporate on this Sunday afternoon in the ball game against Central Methodist. Had to hang on at the end. They're trying to get revenge, so to speak, here in this one. Jake Johnson with the ball. Johnson moves it over on the right side to Schlottman. Down to Weatherholt. Weatherholt moves it back to Schlottman on the right wing. Down to Jake Johnson. Still 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Johnson moves it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to get it to Reed. His left-handed shot is up there and in. Nick Reed scores on the assist from Johnson. 49-41. Hastings down. Now they lose control of the ball. Reinwald loses control. Schlottman picks it up and drives, and he's going to be fouled into play. He'll be fouled into play as he was driving for the hole there. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Aaron Kane. That's going to be his first. This will be a two-shot opportunity now for Trent Schlottman. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings, but Schlottman was in the act of shooting here, so Trent goes to the free throw line. 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight, his only points in the ball game. 76% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, it is good. Here comes Devin Manning back into the ball game now for Hastings. Manning's had a sensational ball game. He's got 17 points, a season high for him. So surpassing a mark of 14 that he put up against the University of Sioux Falls earlier this year. Next shot is up there. It is good by Schlottman. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The Doan lead back up to 10. 51-41. We're down to 12 and a half minutes to play. Manning lobs it inside to Schultz. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Donovan Schultz scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Here's a steal now by Manning, and he's going to be fouling the play. Manning got the steal off the inbounds pass. He goes up with a shot, and he's hammered on the play, and Manning goes to the free throw line. That's going to be turnover number 9 of the Tigers. And now Devin Manning goes to the line here for Hastings. It's a 51-43 ball game. The Tigers are out on top, but Manning has a chance to slice into this one right here. Manning was 17 in the ball game. He'll have two shots, fouled in the active shooting. His first one is up there. It's no good. He's now 2 of 3 from the line. Here comes Elliot Menzel into the ball game now for Doan. Jake Johnson will get a quick breather here for the Tigers. 51-43, Doan out on top. Tigers looking for their 10th win of the season here tonight. The Broncos looking for their 7th. Next shot by Devin Manning is up there and in. Hastings now trailing 51-44 in men's college basketball. Here's Nick Reed with the ball. Reed gets it to a Schlottman. Now to Reed again. So Weatherholt. Weatherholt out here in three-point territory. Now to Schlottman. Just to the left of the lane. Schlottman holds it out here in three-point territory. Schlottman comes to Weatherholt. 4-3 from the top of the key. A shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It's on the floor. It's picked up by Donovan Schultz. Schultz has got it for Hastings. Now to Devin Manning. Gets it ahead. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher moves it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. He hits it from the corner. A two-pointer by Derek Fletcher. Hastings back to within 5 points. It's 51-46. We got 11 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in this one. Elliot Menzel with the ball. Menzel gets it to a Weatherholt. Out to Menzel again. Right sideline to a Weatherholt. There's a bounce pass down in the corner. Shot up and in. That is Nick Reed hitting the field goal. He's now got 14 in the ball game. Fletcher has got it now for Hastings. Gets away inside the free throw circle. His pass is going to be ricocheting off of the elbow of Nick Reed, and the ball is brought down here by the Tigers. A turnover on Hastings. There's a long-range jumper by Menzel. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Morris. Back outside. A three-pointer by Reed is going to be no good. Finally, the ball brought down and under control by Fletcher. He runs her back the other way now for Hastings. 53-46. There's Schultz for three. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Doan. Weatherholt grabs it. One shot and out for the Broncos. Down the right sideline to Menzel. We're down to 11 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing 53-46. Bounce pass inside to Reed. Double team goes down in the corner to Morris. Morris down to Schlottman. Schlottman down to Weatherholt. Moves it to the right sideline to Menzel. Menzel on the dribble. Takes it to the top of the key. A pass in the lane is going to be picked off. Picked off by the Broncos. Coming back the other way is going to be Lohman. Contact made and a foul called. Lohman took it right down the lane there. Drew some contact. And a foul is going to be called here on Elliot Menzel of Doan. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Tigers. So now Hastings in the bonus situation here. Lohman will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Lohman will have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Has not been to the free throw line tonight, but he is 9 out of 10 on the season. Make it 10 out of 11 as that one goes down through the hole. Reinwald back in. Flynn back in. Short back in for the Broncos. It's going to be Kane and Fletcher coming to the bench. Going to the free throw line for the second shot here is going to be Brady Lohman. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Lohman hits a pair. It's now 53-48. Second time here in the second half that the Broncos have cut that lead down to 5. The Broncos were trailing by 17 late in the first half. So the Tigers have the ball. Reiser is back in there. Now to Menzel. Bounce pass goes to the right sideline. That's going to be a Weatherholt. Back to Reiser for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound picked up by Reinwald. Hastings down by 5 with the basketball. Reinwald jump pass inside to Flynn. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 7 points in the ball game, 53-50. And now Ian Brown wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have battled back from a 17-point deficit in the first half. And the Broncos have cut the lead down to 3 points. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with the score. The Tigers 53 and the Broncos 50.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Devin Manning having a good ball game for Hastings. 18 points for him. In fact, he's the only guy in double figures tonight for the Broncos. Jake Johnson's got 13 for Doan. Nick Reed now with 14 points for the Tigers. Those two guys are in double figures for Doan. If you're just joining us, the Tigers led at halftime 40-25. The Broncos have now cut the gap down to 3 points here midway through the second half. It's now a 53-50 ball game. We've got 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the contest. Hastings now trailing by 3 points. Doan calling the timeout, so we'll see what Ian Brown has up his sleeve here as they work on this possession offensively. Hastings will be in a zone defense. Reiser has got the ball. Now to Schlottman. Schlottman brings it to Elliot Menzel. Out of the top of the key to Olcherbruns. He brings it out here in the three-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Reiser. He'll work against short. Reiser tries to dribble inside. Now kicks it out over here to a Brian Meyer. Rather to Andy Moores, who's back into the ball game. Now to Reiser. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Reiser from the free throw line. His shot over short's going to be no good. And the ball is tapped out of there. Reiser grabs the ball. So Doan will get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Reiser works against short. Now moves it down in the corner to Schlottman. His shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down again by Olcherbruns for Doan. Then his pass is going to be deflected. Hastings had it, and now got a foul called. Olcherbruns had another offensive board there for Doan. Threw it out near the free throw line. Hastings tapped the ball away, and then a foul is going to be called here on Elliot Menzel of Doan. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 8. On the Tigers. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Short, 66% foul shooter in the season. Short, a 5'10" and sophomore out of Colorado. And his free throw is up there. He misses that one. The rebound comes down to Doan. So it's still a 3-point ball game at 53-50. Schlottman down to Reiser. Brings it back to Schlottman. Comes across the top to Elliot Menzel. Hastings still in a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Schlottman works it sideline to sideline here. They move it down in the corner to Morris. His shot is up there and in. Andy Morris scores just inside the three-point ring. 55-50. Doan now leading by 5. Devin Manning with the ball for Hastings. Out to Brady Lohman, the short. Out to Tobin Reinwald. Holds the ball on the left sideline to Zach Short. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman down in the corner to Short. He holds it. Brings it back out here to Lohman. Now to Devin Manning. Manning dribbles once. Sends it to Tobin Reinwald. Now to Short at the top of the key. To Lohman. Back out to Short. Top of the circle. He throws up a 3. A shot good. Zach Short hits his first field goal of the ball game, and now Hastings has cut the lead down to 2 points. We told you these ball games would get out of the wire. Here's a shot up and in. So a 3-pointer put up there by Olcherbruns. Well, a 2-pointer. That's 5 points now for Olcherbruns. Makes it 57-53. Here's Manning. He loses control of the ball in the lane and is brought out of there by Reiser running back the other way. 3-on-1. There's a nice feed. A shot up there. No good by Schlottman. He's foul in the play. Or a goaltending call. A basket counts. Trent Schlottman gets the field goal there on a 3-on-1 break. A goaltending call on Hastings. And just like that, the Tigers back out to a 57-53 advantage over Hastings. Now with 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the contest. So Hastings will play things in back here. Brady Woolman gets it into a Derek Fletcher. Fletcher will walk it across the 10-second line. Doan is in a man-to-man defense here in this possession. Here's Devin Manning with the ball behind his screen from Reinwald. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. That's a woman. Now to Schultz in the lane. Dumps off to Reinwald. Goes back door. Goes up. Shoots and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores on the assist from Schultz. 59-55. Hastings again trailing by 4 points. Here's Doan with the basketball. Schlottman has got it on the deep wing on the right side. Gives it to Reiser now. Reiser brings it back to Nick Reed. Down in the corner on the right side. Dribbling with the ball is Olcherbruns. Comes out on the wing to Reiser. He stares the Bronco defense down. Brady Woolman out there for the Broncos defensively. Doan moves the ball back down on the right baseline. It's out by Ulterbrenz. No good. Tap trying, no good. Foul call and a rebound. It's going to go on Manning. Devin Manning picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. So let's see. We're going to have no free throws here. It'll be Doan playing things in. It's only team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half. Doan will play things in from underneath their own basket. They come way out on top to a riser. We're down to 7:15 to play now in the ball game. Doan again with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. So Doan will be very patient here. Riser at the top of the key. Comes over here to a Nick Reed. Bounce pass down low. Now brings it back out to Reed for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball stopped out of bounds. And let's see. It was last touch there by Hastings. So Doan again will have a chance to play things in from underneath their own hole. 6:58 to play in the ball game. Doan 59. Hastings 55. They come out to the top of the key. Now to Riser. Devin Manning out there defensively. There's Schlottman on the right sideline. Takes off, goes for the hole. It's shot no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Fletcher of Hastings. Derek Fletcher picks up his first. That's going to send Doan to the free throw line, and Schlottman will toe the mark here for the Tigers. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 59-55 Doan. Next shot is up there from the line. No good. Schlottman will have one more. Here comes Johnson back into the ball game now for Doan. We're down to 6:52 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Doan 59-55, trying to battle back from a 17-point first-half deficit. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Schlottman hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and now it's a 5-point ball game. The Tigers 60, the Broncos 55. Manning with the ball just to the right of the circle. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald goes over to Aaron Kane, out of Brady Woolman, out here in three-point territory. Woolman goes to Kane, out of Donovan Schultz. They try to go backdoor again to a Manning, and it's off of his fingertips, out of bounds. But it was knocked out of his hands, and Hastings will play things in. So Devin Manning will play it in, just to the left of the basket down here on the baseline. 6:34 to play, 18 on the shot clock. They lob it in front of the basket. A shot by Schultz is good. They just lob it up there, and Donovan Schultz, the big guy, goes up there and knocks it through the hole. The 6'6" senior out of Aurora, Colorado. 60-55. Hastings still down by 5. Here's Reed down on the baseline. Works against Schultz. Goes up. It goes down in the corner instead on the right side to a Schlottman. Out of Riser. Takes the ball into the paint. His shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called on Reinwald. Reinwald picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. Now we've got Reiser going to the free throw line, but Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout here for Hastings. 6:12 to play in the basketball game. It's a 3-point contest. We'll take a break with a score. The Tigers 60, the Broncos 57.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Get a women's college basketball tonight in the GPAC. It was Doan over Hastings tonight by a score of 64-60. Northwestern down Dakota Wesleyan 100-55. Sioux Falls knocked off Mount Marty tonight 86-76. We will see the Lancers on Saturday afternoon in Yankton. Morningside 71, Dort 50. And it was Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight 71-64. Non-conference stuff, it was Concordia rolling past York by the score of 100-68. The guys are playing the second half of the doubleheaders right now across the conference tonight. This has been a dandy 60-57 as the score. Doan has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. Well, it's been a while since the Broncos have had the lead. That was back there at 11-10. Hastings trailed 40-25 at halftime. And right now they've cut the lead back down to 3 points at 60-57 as Riser will go to the free throw line for Doan. 2 of 4 so far tonight. His shot is up there. It is good. Joshua Reiser, the ball player there for Doan. 5 foot 11 inch junior out of Lincoln. We'll get one more for the Tigers. His shot is up there, and that one is good. So Reiser hits a pair of free throws. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. He's in double figures. 62-57. Hastings still down by 5 points. Broncos with the ball in their offensive zone. Manning now to Aaron Kane. Kane moves it to the right side. Bounce pass goes to Schultz with his back to the basket. Now squares around, spins, loses control of the ball, picks it back up and goes back up. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson of Doan. So Hastings added a point blank range there and could not convert. 62-57. Tigers with a 5 point lead. Here's Reiser with the ball. Comes out to Schlottman. Now to Reiser. Mishandles it. Picks it up here on the near sideline. Reiser. Now with 19 seconds still in the shot clock. With it out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot and scores. Two-pointer there for Joshua Reiser. He has now got 14 in the ball game, and that gives Doan a 7-point lead again. 64-57. Manning will go to Jonathan Schultz. Now to Tobin Reinwald. On the dribble, takes it down in the baseline underneath the basket there. They get it to Aaron Kane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings misses another easy one. And we got a foul here in backcourt. Broncos missing some easy shots right around the hole there. And now a foul is going to be called in backcourt in Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. So no free throws here. Coming out is going to be Donovan Schultz. Coming in is going to be Flynn. Jake Johnson will inbound the ball. The foul went on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his first. We're approaching the five-minute mark. Hastings now down by 7 points at 64-57. Reiser with the ball here for Doan. Comes out to Nick Reed. Now to Reiser again. Hastings still in a zone defense here. Here's a Reiser. Gets around his screen, and now we got a foul called. The guy who was setting the screen was a Taylor Ulcherbruns. He got an elbow into a defender there for Hastings. That is the fourth foul on Taylor Ulcherbruns. So Doan turns it away. Hastings trying to slice into the lead right here. It's 64-57. Tigers have the advantage. Hastings with the ball. That's going to be Reinwald as he gives it up out here to Aaron Keane. Now to Brady Lohman. Comes across the top. That's Devin Manning. Manning dribbles the ball into the paint. Off balance shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. That one just rims out of there. And Devin Manning will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos to shoot two. So Manning to the free throw line for Hastings. A good night. He's got 18 points. The foul goes on Reed. That's going to be his second. Manning 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. Manning puts it up there. The shot, no good. He'll get one more. Hastings is the team hitting 74% of their free throw tosses this year. That is fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Devin Manning will have one more. Next shot is up there. It is good, so he hits 1 out of 2. Hastings now trailing by 6 points, 64-58. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Jake Johnson with the ball, now to Schlottman. Out here in three-point territory, brings it back over here to a Reiser. Reiser picked up by Brady Lohman of Hastings. Out to a Nick Reed. Reed brings it back over here to Reiser. Reiser in three-point territory, directing some traffic out here. Gets it to a Schlottman. Out to Johnson, they move it down in the corner to the right side. Back out to Jake. At the top of the key, 7 seconds on the shot clock. He dribbles inside, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Ball being tapped right on the lane. It goes out of bounds. It's saved by Hastings, but right in the hands of Reed. His shot, no good. Follow shot by Reed is good. So Nick Reed hits a couple of shots there. He hit one shot after missing his first one. He's now got 16 points in the ball game. And now we've got an injured player down there for Hastings. Ran into the bleachers behind the basket. We got an injured player here for Hastings at the 3:58 mark of this second half. The Broncos now trailing by a score of 66-58. We're going to take an injury timeout. We'll come back in 1 minute. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Devin Manning was the injured player for Hastings. He walks to the bench under his own power. Now Hastings attacking offensively. So when Ryan Wald takes the ball in the hole, and he is decked on the play. And Ryan Wald is a little slow getting up as well for the Broncos after being hacked in the arm. And Schlottman picks up the foul for Doan. That's his second. Might be seeing more contact out here on the basketball floor than we did during the Hastings-Doan football game this year. It's getting physical out there. 3:41 to play in the contest, 66-58. Tobin Reinwald's next free throw is going to be good. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. He is the 10th best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 81% of his foul shots. The freshman out of Lincoln has pulled Hastings within 7 points again. Here comes the next shot by Reinwald. It's good. Now 66-60. Boy, Hastings just cannot get over the hump here after falling behind by 17 points in the first half. Here's Reiser with the ball. They go sideline to sideline again as they get the ball to Jake Johnson on the right side of the floor. Now to Schlottman. Entry pass. They get it to a Reed. Right at the elbow. Reed bounce pass down low. They get it to a Reiser. Kicks it back out to Reed. His shot for three is good. Big bucket there, Nick Reed. Reed now at 19 points in the ball game. It's 69-60. Doan with a 9-point lead. Here's a Woolman with the ball now for Hastings. Bounce pass will go to Flynn. Into the lane. He goes up as it's stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Brian Meyer. That's going to be his fourth. Four fouls now on Brian Meyer. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Flynn. Flynn is 72% foul shooter. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 69-60. Hastings down by 9 points. His free throw is good. He'll get one more. Devin Manning comes back into the ball game now for the Broncos. So after being injured back there a minute or so ago, running into the bleachers underneath the basket, he's back in there. Manning is having a good ball game tonight with 19 points in the contest. Next shot by Flynn is up there. That one dances around the hole. It is good. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 69, Hastings 62.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Ian Brown, the head coach for Doan, in his tunnel there, along with the former Hastings College standout Jeremiah Slough, who is on the Doan College coaching staff this year. Jeremiah, the one of the GAs for the Tigers, coming back home to face his former team here tonight. Right now it's 69-62. They play it in the Reiser. Reiser being double-teamed, and now we've got a timeout called. Reiser having problems getting rid of the ball down here in the corner and had to burn a timeout for the Tigers. So we'll take another break. We're down to 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the basketball game. It is still Doan 69, Hastings 62.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, in the women's ball game, Doan knocked off Hastings by a score of 64-60. I think for a great finish here in the guys' game, too, 69-62. Doan leading by 7. Tigers will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Jake Johnson down the near sideline to get it to Reiser. Reiser looked up and he had Schultz staring him in the face. Decided to go down to the corner instead. Here's a cross-court pass. It's going to be intercepted. Doan turns the ball over. as Fletcher gets the interception. That's the 13th turnover on the Tigers. 2:42 to play here in the ball game. Brady Wolman with the ball. Moves it to the top of the key. Wolman hands it away to a Devin Manning. He drives inside. Now to Tobin Reinwald. On the baseline, goes up. His shot good. Tobin Reinwald scores, and now Hastings calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings burns a timeout here. It's the Tigers 69 and the Broncos 64.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 69-64 is the score. In the event of a jump ball, it's pointing in the way of Doan right now. Broncos trailed 40-25 at halftime. Slowly but surely, they got back into the ball game. They have been as close as 2 points here in the second half at 55-53, but they have not been able to get any closer than that. Right now, we're at a 5-point deficit, 69-64, after the field goal by Tobin Reinwald. Hastings on the road on Saturday will play at Mount Marty up in Yankton, South Dakota. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with a pregame show Saturday afternoon at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. So now Doan will inbound the ball here in backcourt. In fact, all 10 players out there in backcourt as Doan will play things in. That's Jake Johnson. Johnson will inbound, finally gets it in. That's a Schlottman, and he'll clear things out. He'll work one-on-one here in backcourt against the Brady Lohman. Gets it across the 10-second line. 2.5 minutes to play. Hastings down by 5 points, 69-64. Here's Jake Johnson. Johnson now comes over to a Reiser. Joshua Reiser dribbling against Devin Manning, still out in 3 point territory. 15 on the shot clock. Reiser gets away, dribbles into the lane, contact made, foul called. A 1-1 situation now by Reiser. Foul is going to go here on Aaron Kane of Hastings. That's going to be his second. So Aaron Kane picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now the Tigers will be in a bonus situation for the rest of the way. Reiser will go to the free throw line. He is 4 out of 6 from the line tonight. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Reiser looks up there. Shot is up. It's good. So he hits a free throw. And that gives Doan now a 6-point advantage at 70-64. We got 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the second half. Here comes the next shot by Reiser. That one is good. Straight through the hole. 71-64. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. Brady Woolman has got it for the Broncos. Hands it away to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald down to a Devin Manning. He drives the ball toward the hole. Jump pass down in the corner. Reinwald for 3. A shot off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. So Reinwald takes the 3-pointer from the deep right corner. That would not go. We got a minute and 45 seconds to play now. Ulcherbruns has got the ball. Doan is not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here. They run some clock as the Reiser has got it. They've got a 7-point lead. Reiser drives it toward the hole and then retreats back out here into 3-point territory. To Jake Johnson, now with 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's a Schlottman with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Ulcherbruns. He puts it high off the glass and scores. Taylor Ulcherbruns scores. He's now got 7. And the Tigers now lead by 9 points again. It's 73-64. Here's Fletcher for 3. His shot no good. Tap try is up there. No good by Manning. And the rebound comes down to Reed for Doan. 1:08 to play. Nick Reed hustles into the forecourt. He's going to be fouled in a play here by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald picks up his 3rd. So it's now 73-64. Doan has got a 9-point lead. And Nick Reed to the free throw line here for the Tigers. He has 3 out of 3 so far tonight. 78% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's it. Donovan Schultz with the rebound. Gets it into the hands now of Fletcher. Fletcher to Brady Woolman. He drives the ball toward the basket. His left-handed shot is up there. It's good. And now Lance again calls another timeout. 56 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 73, Hastings 66.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Gretna tomorrow night in boys high school basketball. 7:45 tip-off from the Chapman Gym. We're on the air with the pregame show with head coach Kevin Asher at 7:30 tomorrow night. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Gretna high school basketball tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. The Doane College Tigers picked up a win in the women's ball game tonight, 64-60. Now the guys leading in this contest, 73-66. As Doane will play things in. Here in backcourt, Jake Johnson will play things in for the Tigers. They get it to Schlottman. Schlottman dribbles with it. Now he's trapped in the corner, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go here on Hastings, and that's going to send the Tigers back to the free throw line. The personal is going to be whistled on Aaron Kane. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now in Kane. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Trent Schlottman. He is 5 out of 6 so far tonight. Schlottman with a 1-1 here for the Tigers. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Schultz of Hastings. Schultz takes it to the far sideline now to Tobin Ryan. While he drives, the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds, but a foul is going to be called. Foul on the way in there. It's going to go on Olcherbrenz. He fouls out of the ball game now. He leaves with 7 points. Olcherbrenz fouls out with 46 seconds to play. I guess they occurred on the the Tigers are over the 10-foul limit here in the second half, so we'll have some free throws here as Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line. He's got 8 points so far tonight. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Weatherholt's going to come back in there to replace Olcherbrenz. 73-66, Hastings trailing in the ball game. There's a shot from the line by Reinwald. That one is good. Reinwald now 3 out of 3 from the line. He's got 9 points here tonight. He's averaging 15 on the season. Reinwald's next shot is up there. That one is good. Rattles down through the hole, and it's now a 73-68 ball game. The Broncos need the ball here. Down the near sideline, that's a Weatherholt. He runs into Reinwald, and a foul is going to be called on Reinwald. So Tobin picks up his fourth. That's going to send Doane back to the free throw line, turning into a free throw shooting contest here at the end. We'll name our player of the game after the broadcast here today or after the ball game is over and the coach's post-game show, so stick around for that before we get out of here tonight. Tyler Weatherholt to the free throw line. He's got 7 points so far tonight. He has shot a free throw. His first one is up there. It's good. Now 74-68. Tyler Weatherholt will have one more here for Doane. His shot is up there. It is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Reinwald gets the ball ahead. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman now to Manning. Fires up a three and hits the shot. Devin Manning hits the three-pointer. He's now got 22. 74-71. Doane has got the lead. And now we have got a timeout here. Oh, yeah, a personal foul call on Hastings. Is going to go on Manning. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Doane to the free throw line. Jake Johnson will go to the line now. Johnson has not been to the line all night. Jake is 72% foul shooter in the season. Remember, Doane is next to the last as a team shooting free throws. Hastings has come back to within 3 points again at 74-71 with 33 seconds to play as Jake Johnson throws it up there. The shot is no good. It is no good by Johnson. So Doane missing some free throws down the stretch to open the door for the Broncos. 74-71. Doane has got the lead. Jake Johnson will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. So he gets 1 out of 2. Now a two-possession ball game again at 75-71. There's Lohman with it for Hastings. Brady out to Devin Manning. 4-3. His shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Reed, and a foul is going to be called. Manning throws up maybe an ill-advised three there. They didn't really need that one. It was off balance, and then the personal foul is called on the rebound. So it's 75-71. Doane has got a four-point lead. That's going to send Nick Reed back to the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 so far tonight. 19 points in the ball game for Nick Reed. averages 13.7 on the season. Schultz picked up that last personal foul. That's his first. The shot from the line is up there and in. 76-71. Doan has got the lead. We got just 24.5 seconds to play here in this one. Here comes the next shot by Reed. It is up there. He hits that one. So two crucial free throws, and now it's a 77-71 ball game, a six-point lead. Here's Woolman. He drives it down to the baseline, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose. It's still loose. Finally picked up here by Johnson of Doan. He's going to be fouled in the play with 13 seconds to play. That's going to be a second foul on Donovan Schultz. 77-71. Doan with a lead here over Hastings. And that's going to send Jake Johnson back to the free throw line. So Johnson, one out of two from the line. 14 points in the ball game. He'll have a couple of shots here as Hastings is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. First one is up there. It is good. He's now got 15 in the ball game, and this one is just about over. 78-71. Doan with the lead over Hastings. Next shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Reinwald gets it to a Woolman. Gets it ahead now to Manning. His shot for three is way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Reed, and the white flags are up. 2 seconds, 1 second, it's over. Doan is going to win the basketball game here tonight. So Hastings battled back from a 17-point first-half deficit. Got within 2 points here in the second half at 55-53, but could not overcome the big lead there by the Tigers, and Doan wins it here tonight over Hastings College. The final score, Doan 78, Hastings 71. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
So the Doan College Tigers knock off Hastings tonight. Final score of 78-71. Hastings will fall to 6-11 on the season. They're now 2-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan improves to 10-5 on the season. They're now 4-2 in conference play. Doan had a 17-point lead late in the first half, led by 15 at halftime. Broncos came back to chop it down to 2 points at 55-53, but could not get any closer than that and could not take the lead in the second half as Doan hit some free throws at the end to preserve the win, 78-71 over Hastings College this evening. Nick Reed led the way for the Tigers tonight. He scored 21 points in the ball game. Joshua Reiser had 16. Jake Johnson had 15. Other scores for Doan, 8 points for Tyler Weatherholt, 7 for Trent Schlottman, 7 for Taylor Ultrabruns. He fouled out with 46 seconds to play. The other scores for Doan, 2 points for Andy Morris, 2 points for Brian Meyer. And that is it for the Tigers. They put 78 on the scoreboard here against Hastings College this evening. Devin Manning leads the way for the Broncos. He had 22 points, season high for Devin. He had 11 points in the first half and 11 more in the second. Other scores for Hastings in double figures, Donovan Schultz had 11. Tobin Reinwald had 10 points. Dylan Flynn had 9. 6 points for Brady Lohman, 5 for Derek Fletcher, 5 for Aaron Kane, and 3 for Zach Short. So Hastings coming up short here tonight as they lose to Doan by a score of 78-71. Broncos will play at Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon up in Yankton. Again, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys, and we'll have both games for you here on 1230 KHIS. Doan knocks off Hastings tonight, 78-71. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, Doan comes to town and knocks off Hastings in both ends of the doubleheader here today as the Doan women knocked off Hastings in the first game 64-60. And in the men's contest, Doan 78, Hastings 71. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Women's contest tonight, Alicia Stadler leading the way for the Broncos, 24 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong had 12 points. For the guys, Devin Manning again had a season-high 22 points for him. Donovan Schultz had a double-double tonight. He had 11 points and 11 rebounds and 10 points for Tobin Reinwald in the contest. Reinwald also pulled down 4 rebounds. All candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back and announce our winners right after this.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Alicia Stadler, the product out of Grand Island Central Catholic, a double-double again tonight. Stadler had 24 points and 14 rebounds in the ball game. She'll be our Player of the Game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Stadler, 9 out of 18 from the field tonight, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line, had 14 rebounds, 4 on the offensive end, 10 on defense, 14 total rebounds, 24 points in the ball game. Stadler also had 4 block shots and 2 steals and played 30 out of the 40 minutes. For the Broncos and the losing effort tonight, 64-60 to Doan. And for the Hastings College men's basketball team, we'll go with Devin Manning as he sets a new career best for him at Hastings College, the freshman, scoring 22 points in the ball game. Manning was 8 out of 17 from the field tonight, 2 out of 5 on three-pointers, 4 out of 6 from the free-throw line, pulled down 1 rebound in the ball game, 22 points, also had 3 assists. And 1 steal as he played 25 minutes in the contest tonight for Lance Creech and the Broncos. But Hastings coming up short in both ball games, losing the women's contest 64-60 and dropping the men's ball game by the score of 78-71. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
So the Doan College Tigers knock off Hastings tonight in men's college basketball, 78-71. Coach Lance Creech joins us in the postgame show. And, Coach, obviously a 17-point first-half lead, a little bit too much to overcome. Feelings on the ballgame.
Well, I just thought, you know, to start the game, I thought Doan was just way more aggressive. I thought they did a really good job of coming out, and they kind of punched us on the chin, and we could never respond. You know, especially the first half, we played on our heels a lot, and people got to understand, if we're not making threes, we've got to find another, you know, opportunity to score it. Doan's game plan was really good. You know, I thought they did a nice job of taking Fletch and Tobin away, and you know, like I told those guys, we've got to be more selfish. Fletch and Tobin especially have got to be more selfish when they've got the ball. I thought they tried to pass it and defer too much, and it kind of got them out of their aggressiveness a little bit too. So, you know, just Doan outplayed us, outcoached us, outperformed us tonight.
What did Doan do to take away those guys for us tonight?
I think it was just kind of a face guard, you know, just not allowing them to get many touches. And they were very physical with them. And you know, that's typically not our forte on the perimeter, especially, is to be overly physical. And it slowed us down. They did a really good job in transition, getting really good and wide. And we couldn't get the ball off the floor like we typically can. And it really hurt us.
You guys are down by 15 points at halftime, and then battled back in the second half, had it down to 2 points, but could never really get that run to grab the momentum back.
Yeah, you know, it come down to a crucial rebound. There was one possession. I think Doan had three offensive rebounds, and then we fouled them, you know, and then so they're scoring when the clock's not running, and those are just disheartening. And those will just kind of suck the life out of you. And the zone slowed them down, but it also opened up gaps for their people to get in there and rebound, and that's the one – negative about our zone is, you know, unfortunately we don't practice it enough, you know, to kind of get better rebounding out of it, and it's something that we're going to have to look at, because we got to have a secondary, a plan B, so to speak, because we couldn't guard Doan in the first half at all.
Why did you go to a zone defense tonight?
Their dribble penetration really hurt us. You know, it was a deal where we just couldn't get people stopped. We just couldn't get a body in front of us, and they just did a really good job of continuously attacking downhill, and you know, when we weren't letting them shoot layups, it seems like they were kicking it out for uncontested threes, and they shot the ball particularly well in the first half.
Hastings getting a great performance tonight from Devin Manning. Had a new season high for him, a good ball game for Devin.
Yeah, he did, and I'm real proud of him. I mean, it's been a tough semester for Devin. You know, I mean, he came in and started, and his minutes got very limited, and you know, the thing with Devin is he's really bowed his back and stepped up, and he's really done a good job of competing through this little lull that he's been in, and pretty proud of him, you know, to continue to play through things.
So Hastings dropping this one tonight, 78-71. Naturally, you don't like losing on your home floor, but it just puts more pressure on us as we go out on the road on Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, we go out on the road for three straight here, and you're going to go Saturday to a team that beat this team by 20, you know, beat Dome by 20, so that's not a positive. And then you got to go back up to Briarcliff, and I'm sure they're going to have this one circled on their calendar in a week. So, you know, it's we got some work to do. Obviously, nothing's ever over. But we put ourselves in a tough position after this one.
Okay, Coach, we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one tonight, 78-71. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oreck vacuum cleaner dealer.
Some other men's basketball scores in from the conference here tonight. Dort has beaten Morningside by a score of 74-61. It was Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 76-67. And Doan with a win here over Hastings by a score of 78-71. Those are the only men's scores that are in at this point. Again, on the women's side of things, Doan beats Hastings 64-60. Northwestern 100, Dakota Wesleyan 55. Sioux Falls 86, Mount Marty 76. It was Morningside over Dort, 71-50, and Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 71-64. Non-conference women's action tonight, Concordia blows out York by the score of 100-68. Hastings College on the road on Saturday will be in Yankton, South Dakota for those two ball games. Women's contest gets underway at 2 o'clock with the guys to follow at 4. Pre-game show begins at 1:45 on the Saturday afternoon up in Yankton, South Dakota. That'll wrap things up for us tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
But if all I've been is fun.